So Whip Wake Up Show for a Friday morning. First thoughts, and we had a really fun time yesterday with a question we threw out for the final 100 minutes of the show. Around 7:20 or so, we said, yes, our dogs have a variety of names, but why did you name your dog what you did? And we had a lot of great answers, and I think my challenge is I put Best of the Week together for after 8:45 this morning, as we're not going to have a chance to share the stories, but maybe if I could at least get in as many people saying what their dog's name is. It's kind of what I had in mind. But anyhow, we had another listener who left us a message we did not get to yesterday, and I thought that might be a good way to start. This came in at 9:04 yesterday morning on the listener line at 715-396-1670.
Hi, my name is Virginia Frischman. I live over by Greenwood. I've been getting a chuckle out of names that you guys have for your dogs. Well, I don't have dogs. I have two cats. One is named Charlie Chap because he reminds me of my favorite silent star, Charlie Chaplin. My other cat is named Smokey Bear. You should be able to figure that one out. Love listening to you guys. Love hearing all the stuff. Thanks again. God bless. Bye.
God bless you. Thanks so much, Virginia. That's, yeah, there we go. That's a whole nother category is, why did you name your cat what you did? And then we could have another day of anything that's not a dog or a cat, why did you name them what you did? So all sorts of future ideas here on the Whip Wake Up Show on WWIB, where we are family. All right. Today in history, on this day in, make sure I got my dates right here. Yeah, 1963, during the Cold War, President John F. Kennedy visited what was then West Berlin, showing solidarity with its citizens against communism.
As a free man, I take pride in the words, Ich bin ein Berliner.
The visit took place exactly 15 years after the start of an American-led airlift to West Berlin aimed at breaking a Soviet blockade. In 2000, after a decade of work, rival scientific teams completed the first rough map of the human genetic code. Michael Morgan was with the Wellcome Trust Genome Campus.
We all are related very, very closely to one another. There are more differences in an ethnic group than there are between ethnic groups, at least at the level of DNA.
That last part really strikes. There are more differences in an ethnic group than there are between ethnic groups, at least as regards to the DNA. So fascinating there. And finally, this is especially appropriate after taking Virginia's call this morning and sharing that with you. See if you understand why. On this day in 1925. Yeah, on this day in 1925, Charlie Chaplin's Gold Rush, a silver screen comic masterpiece, premiered in Hollywood. Virginia saying that one of her her cats is Charlie Chaplin, and after her favorite silent star. So there we go. All right, finally, our morning devotion from Bob Goff's Live in Grace, Walk in Love for June 26th is titled, We Are a Reflection or a Reaction to the People Closest to Us. Choose wisely. Proverbs 27:17, as iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another. Goff says, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. You hear this when a child or grown kid acts like the parent, and it usually has a negative slant. Bob says, I've always wondered how you would say a kid was completely different from the parents. That apple fell in the next country or county. Or how did that kumquat come from that apple tree? The truth is, we can't get away from the influence our parents had on us growing up. We might be able to turn down the volume on their voices, but we can't do away with them completely. God made us highly impressionable. We pick up phrases and habits from our friends almost without even realizing it. And if you're trying to act differently from your parents or some friends in your life, guess what? They're still the people you're pivoting off of. We can't choose the families we're born into, but we can choose the communities we'll link arms with for the rest of our lives. Be choosy. These friends will either replace or reaffirm the tapes we grew up hearing, and some might do a little of both. Final paragraph. God doesn't ask us to avoid the people we're trying to be different from, and it's pretty hard to toss out all the old tapes, but God does give us friends to add new voices to the mix. Find friends who sound like Jesus and keep them on repeat in your life. Today's question, who is the best reflection you've seen of Jesus? Quip.com/celebrations. We have something, an anniversary for today. Nate Root got it in here letting us know Tanya Bishop, 13th anniversary. So happy anniversary. Also, that's it for today. Then I look at the 27th and 28th, nothing doing in that department as well. Doesn't look like we're going to catch May's record of 54 celebrations, but we're starting to get even some for July. So, again, still time to get those celebrations for the end of the month and be included in that end of the month drawing. Via Facebook today, happy birthday to the former head of Compassion International, Wes Stafford. There's one particular story of his I've told a number of times. Maybe I'll share that after the 6:30 weather. Al Bublitz, my former coworker at One Source Imaging, working at Chippewa Falls these days. A milestone birthday for Al. Happy birthday today. Rick Foy, the former WEAU sportscaster turned chancellor from UW River Falls, right? Grace Potras, happy birthday to her. Her husband winning tickets to One Fest recently here on the WIB Wake Up Show. Stephen Todd, a young lady I've known almost her entire life here, Brianna Eckright. Happy birthday, Brianna. Anna Jeffries, Todd Hornquist, and Jim Cristallo, a longtime WIB listener. Happy birthday to each and every one. Well, thank you so much to James, who emailed in this morning. Good morning, Mark. He says, answering your morning question, and I had, you know, to think, because at the end, we do the Bob Goff devotional, Live in Grace, Walk in Love, at the end of First Thoughts, about 5:45 or so. And today's, it usually ends, well, it almost always ends with a question. And today's question was, who is the best reflection you've seen of Jesus? And James answers, my wife, Deborah. I hear you. My wife, Peggy. I'll match you at that. He says, thank you, Mark, at WWIB, how I ministered to by your ministry and music. Okay by Forrest Frank, Washed, which was Elevation Rhythm. Where Would I Be, Peter Burton. Thank you, Mark. God's continued blessings over you, your family, and WWIB Ministries. Sincerely, James Musgrave. Thank you so much, James. Appreciate it. Great to get that encouragement. Also, I said that I would share real quickly, Wes Stafford's birthday. He used to head up Compassion International. He wrote a book. I don't remember the name exactly, but I like this story in the beginning. It's a D.L. Moody story where D.L. Moody comes home, great evangelist, and his wife was like, how did it go? And he said, good. And I think she said something like, how many converts? And he said, 2.5. And she was like, oh, 2 adults and a child? And he's like, no, 2 kids and an adult. And she's like, why do you say it that way? And he's like, those kids have the rest of their life ahead of them. And that adult has already lived a good part of it. So that's always stayed with me. WWIB, all right, special events for today. On this Friday, the 26th of June, it's Beatitions Day, Forgiveness Day, International Day in Support of Victims of Torture. Wow, that's heavy. It's Barcode Day. It is Canoe Day in Canada. It's Chocolate Pudding Day. Oh, and get a little whipped cream on it. Thank you very much. Coconut Day, Cream Tea Day. It's Food Truck Day. Take Your Dog to Work Day. That would be interesting. I'm the only one here, and I did not bring either of our dogs. Time for another Film Friday conversation with our friend, award-winning screenwriter Andrea Polnasek of Chippewa Falls. And she is aiming to shoot a Christmas movie this year between October and December. Is that still the plan?
That is still the plan. Yes, we're excited.
You even have a name, The Pines of Chippewa Falls?
That's right. Yeah. Little shout out to pine trees, Christmas trees, and Christmas Tree Farm, which is what where the film's going to be set.
And again, with the Chippewa Falls Christmas Parade in Irvine Park, I mean, do you remember when it just exploded in your head, like, I have to do this here?
Yes. Last July, I was sitting in a filmmaker meeting in Eau Claire, and I was listening to lots of different ideas and people really wanting to create film and entertainment here in the Chippewa Valley. And it just like dawned on me. I was like, we are, Chippewa Falls is a Hallmark town. We already are. And we do Christmas better than anyone I know. And so I was like, we should make a Christmas movie in Chippewa Falls. And then it just took off because I think everyone else can imagine it too. Like what you just said about the parade and Irvine Park and the lighting of the tree. And we've got the best Santa Claus around. So we are Christmas.
You and I both know him. He's quite a character, a Santa or not. So that'll be interesting. And he's been in one of your movies before, because that takes us back to the earlier movie you shot, not only in Chippewa, but in the Chippewa Valley, Catching Faith. How did that ever come to be?
Well, that's just such a fun story. So I was invited to co-write with my sister, and that was the winter that we had over 100 days below zero in, I think, the Valley.
Huh.
And she was from L.A., so she was going crazy. Winter's bad enough, but 100 days below zero unheard of, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so we started to go to area places just to work, to write. And one of our favorite spots was 4:30 a.m. coffee.
Mm-hmm.
We were writing, and in that Midwest nice way, people would just come up and be like, what are you doing? And we would share what we were doing. And then they'd ask if we were going to make the movie in Chippewa. And our answer was, no, there's no tax incentive in Wisconsin. We're probably going to go somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was such an outpouring of in-kind when it came time to make the movie that it just made sense. And we filmed in June, and it's, I mean, gorgeous. And I love to talk about Catching Faith because it's a really inspirational story. And it's got, I think, the emotion of the Chippewa Valley in so many different ways, and with football and family. But it also has, literally, that movie has gone around the world.
Huh.
And it was the fifth consecutive top-selling movies for the distribution company, and it spawned a sequel movie. It's just done really well. People really have resonated with it.
Huh. Well, tell you what, next week, let's pull some of the sound bites from that. I'll share those with also you talking about one or more of the stories about this global impact from Catching Faith, more on that. And at some point, I'd like to hear more about having you explain the film credits that Wisconsin has now instituted and how that benefits. But we're always telling people, go check out ChippewaFallsMovie.com. That's ChippewaFallsMovie.com. Andrea Polnasek, thanks so much.
Thank you.
The WIB Wake Up Show on a Friday morning, and Caleb was talking about our day at the Dells contest. Well, guess what? Right there in Wisconsin Dells, making some national world headlines as a couple attempted the Guinness World Record at a water park there.
This was kind of a wedding day at the Dells, right?
Yeah, that's right. John and Keisha Lackaduke renewed their vows at the Land of Natura Water Park in Wisconsin Dells.
We have given away tickets for that place. It's super cool.
That's right.
So they went down a water slide in their wedding attire and did it more than once, a total of six times.
Yeah, that's right. The couple hopes that they set a Guinness World Record for the most trips down a water slide in wedding attire in 1 hour.
Do you think the folks at Guinness are ever like, is there ever going to be any limit to the amount of world records that can be set? Because
it must never be boring to go to work there, right?
So. Again, the record for the most trips down a water slide in wedding attire in an hour.
Huh.
There you go. Congratulations.
Wisconsin Dells.
Yeah, the event is part of their bigger goal to set a record for the most vow renewals in 30 days, having already held ceremonies in states like Idaho, Arizona, and Utah.
An ambitious couple.
Congratulations again to John and Keisha.
A study finds that eating dark chocolate makes you smarter.
So smart that it will give you the brain power to uncover even more excuses to eat chocolate.
Yay!
Happy birthday to Windows 11, which started on PCs 5 years ago this month.
Windows celebrated the milestone by asking to restart for an update right as they cut the cake.
No, please.
According to an annual survey, Americans now believe they need a magic number of $1.46 million to retire comfortably.
$1.46 million, or as most 401k statements call it, LOL. An overturned semi-truck in Texas released approximately 2 million bees.
Residents were told to stay indoors, which honestly is just good advice for any summer day in Texas.
Right?
According to a study conducted at Case Western Reserve Medical School in Cleveland, older people who exercise their brains are less likely to lose their memory.
However, the more the test subjects improved their memories, the harder it was to forget that they're still living in Cleveland.
Oh.
Six ice cream manufacturers in Japan are accused of price fixing.
Turns out the real secret ingredient was collusion.
Yikes.
And finally, a study of 4,000 Americans reveals that only 12% of us eat right.
Although they admit the survey could be flawed as the poll was taken at the exit of a Taco Bell drive-thru.
That could be a problem.
Those are your headlines, and now you're all caught up. Today, tomorrow, and forever, Sanctus Real. Well, not quite forever, but 50 years of married bliss we're celebrating today with our friends Ronnie and Shelly from Team Appleseed and Avenue Orchard. We have them both in studio. Congratulations, guys. 50 years.
Thank you.
Good morning.
So we don't normally get to have Shelly in here, so hello to you, Shelly. And Ronnie, man, I know we'll talk jams and jellies and all sorts of Avenue Orchard things, but goodness, 50 years is quite a milestone, and we're so glad to have you sharing a little bit of this special day with us.
Glad to be here, and yeah, it's hard to believe that it's already been 50 years. It really has.
Yeah.
It's been a blast. It's been an adventure.
I know where you're at now with Apple Valley Home and the Orchard and all of that. Shelley, this was something that kind of caught your eye, right? Where you were coming through the area one time and you saw this property and this home, and it's something that kind of jumped out to you, right?
Yes, it was, yes.
And then Ronnie went and got it done.
Yes, he had to. I worked. He had to do it all.
Yeah, and again, just seeing where the Lord has brought you guys, and a lot of different places that you're going to be at this weekend, Ronnie. I mean, Ellsworth Cheese Curd Festival today and tomorrow. That's a big deal. That's it one is. Of the many stops the Avenue Orchard team will be at.
Yeah, we're there, and then Stillwater is this weekend, and that's a huge Saturday, Sunday. So that's another huge one. And we're going to be in Menominee. That's the only regular one that we're going to be at on Saturday and Sunday, just because of the busy weekend. And the crew is all out there. So,
yes.
We used everybody on the crew. And so something had to give, unfortunately. But so that's, that's what we're doing. So
now, do you still have the store open 1 to 5 as well?
Yes, that's the last team member running the store.
So Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, that store open 1 to 5. So again, you're going to be at Stillwater, you're going to be in Ellsworth, you're going to be in Menominee. And also, speaking of the store, so as America celebrates 250 years, as you guys celebrate 50 years of marriage, you're doing something special. Tell us about that.
Yeah. We're letting you get one per family, strawberry rhubarb, which is Shelley's favorite jam. All right. And, or a apple pie jelly, which is my favorite of all the different varieties that we have. You get one of them free.
Yeah.
For visiting us at the store. Plus 10% discount on all purchases.
So again, celebrating America's 250th anniversary, celebrating your 50th anniversary. So Shelley, I mean, you and Misty are usually in the kitchen a lot. So tell me about strawberry rhubarb jam. I mean, so if this is your favorite, were you instrumental in actually creating that jam as well?
I did create that jam, yes.
And that's one that you've had for a while, and it's still, again, still just nothing can beat it, right? That's your favorite out of the 50-plus varieties you have. It's strawberry rhubarb is yours.
Strawberry rhubarb is my favorite.
Since day one, strawberry rhubarb has been one of our top sellers. Actually, for a good 5, 6, 7 years, it was the number one seller that we had. It still remains high on the list. Probably right now this year, I think it's in our third highest seller.
What is the number one seller so far this year?
It's going back and forth between the raspberry jalapeno and, believe it or not, the blackberry vanilla bourbon.
Well, that's a great one, too. Now, the raspberry jalapeno, that's my wife's absolute favorite. And I think Havo, his wife Peggy, loves that one as well, too. Now, so again, just to recap, if folks are just joining us, throughout the month of July, and is this starting this weekend as well, too, or waiting until July?
I'm waiting until July.
Until July. So, because again, pretty crazy this weekend. So, throughout the month of July, as America celebrates 250 years, as Ron and Shelley celebrate 50 years, you can stop in at the store, one per family, and get either Ronnie's favorite apple pie jelly or Shelley's favorite strawberry rhubarb jam. So, again, a complimentary jar per family plus 10% on whatever else you find to purchase while you're there.
You
so, that's, again, a very generous offer. And having tried both of those, the apple pie jelly and the strawberry rhubarb jam, you can't go wrong either way. Is this going to be a competition at all, Shelley, to see which one people pick more of the complimentary jars, if they pick more of your favorite or Ronnie's favorite?
They'll pick mine.
She knows.
She's won the competition already.
Yeah, that's it. There's no competition. Well, it's me.
You know what? I think you're the real winner here, though, Ronnie. 50 years being married to a wonderful woman.
It is. Yeah. What can I say?
Hey, we appreciate you guys so much. Thank you for spending part of your 50th anniversary with us here at WWIB. I mean, you guys are family to us.
And you got us a nice little treat sitting here.
Yes, compliments.
And we didn't even have to make it.
Yeah, there you go. That's the thing. I was like, you guys are always, you know, baking up a storm and making so many incredible products. And we'll send you off with a little treat as well, too,
awesome.
Today.
So thank you.
Appreciate you guys so much. And again, congratulations, 50th wedding anniversary. Let's take us on a little further here in the WIB Wake Up Show. I thought this song might be appropriate. Dave Barnes, God Gave Me You. WWIB, we are family.
Well, wrapping up 17 and a half hours of programming right now in the best of the week.
My name is Jenna Seiverling. I have two dogs. I have Copper and Daisy.
My highlight of the weekend was seeing my son on his first Father's Day and what a great father he is being. And him telling my husband just because of him. That was awesome.
Today is Chocolate Eclair Day. Oh, that's good, right? Get that custard inside there. We got the city of Eau Claire, Chocolate Eclair. There should be a relationship.
My little dog is Mr. Oreo. He's a rescue.
A recent survey reveals that a messy car can significantly hinder your dating prospects. I know one of my kids who's single has used one of those car air fresheners, so that can help.
You know what love is? For Father's Day, my wife got me some air fresheners for my vehicle because she'd kind of noticed. It's like, you know what?
Yeah.
Here we go. Rather
there
than
we
just
go.
Telling you to make it smell better, I will make it smell better. So
thank you, Lindsay. It's HVAC Tech Day, and so many years I just don't celebrate it. The former Sacred Heart Hospital has been acquired by a newly formed nonprofit organization and rebranded as 900 District, a health, education, innovation, and wellness campus that's already secured commitments from several anchor partners. Matt Nelson of HeartWorks talks about his brother Tim Nelson and says, while many worked hard to make this dream possible, nobody worked harder than his brother Tim.
He would not let this place come down. He saw the potential of how it could change lives for CHD, but we kept getting tripped up that it's too big. It's too big. Like, this isn't how we can allocate our resources to this whole building. So Tim, being Tim, said, I know what this is going to do for HeartWorks, and so I just have to find other people to come along with me and make it happen. And that's why we're here today. That's a brother speaking, but a really proud brother.
Hi, Shelly in Satech. I have a dog named Fred, and Fred's a girl. She's the love of my life. She follows me everywhere.
It's a day to take your cat to work. That could surprise your coworkers.
Morning, Mark. Mike, they're in the highlight of the weekend. I have many of them, but we took my father-in-law fishing for Father's Day. He loves to fish. We took him to a different lake that he hasn't gone to, and I think he was a little skeptical at first, and we caught over 100 and kept 39. And my 10-year-old daughter caught a huge bass that was pretty cool. My other daughter caught a nice bass too, so it was a really, really good day.
Even now, I'd have to say it was one of my best days.
Certainly sounded like that for Mike and Barron. The best of the week.
Thank you, Havel. The best of the week, he puts it together for us every Friday right around this time.